Three American reports for broadcast they made on 41 meters as late as 8 o'clock GMT. And if all those times and frequencies weren't complicated enough, another one to add. Tonight at 6 o'clock on 6260 kHz, a special 48 meter band transmission from Radio Mercury to see just how good reception is at night. And if it proves to be good, then a new evening service may be introduced. But of course, that depends on you, the listener. So do tune in, please. 6 o'clock GMT on 6260, a special test broadcast from Radio Mercury. And enough talk, back to the music. And we're going back all of 5 years to 1974. With a record especially for Mark Boland and Dave Anson, because I know this is right up both of their musical streets, so to speak. It's from Bad Company. Now back in action in Britain on their current tour, and this one got to number 5 chart for Loving Gone Bad. Gone Bad, 1974, Bad Company. Hello to the Voice of Britain. And we understand from Terry St. John and Robert Roy that the VOB are off their 6225 frequency until sometime in mid-April. They've had one or two technical problems recently and off the air trying to sort them out. So very good morning to the Voice of Britain. At 13 Shades Crawley in Sussex, we are Radio Mercury on 6260. Through today on the third Sunday until 12:30. And moving on with the Stuart Park Record of the Month, a punk sound as per usual, proving that punk is best. Menace on Illegal Records and I Need Nothing.
I'm gonna live.
this and the Stuart Park record of the month, and that one is rather good. Hello now to all Radio Caroline supporters, and I know there's many of you out there wondering what is happening to your station. And the news is that they hope to be back shortly on 319 metres with top 40 during the day, and at night reverting to the old LP format. We understand that six English DJs are out there, and there will be no Radio Mi Amigo or any other foreign service when they return. And the good news also is that tenders have been able to get out with fuel, diesel and food, so the station should be back on soon, testing on either 319 or 389 metres. So good news there. Time is nearly at the end of my show, so we're going to move on now with the great rock and roll Swindle, the sound of the Sex Pistols on the Stuart Clark programme. Record on today's Stuart Clark show on Radio Mercury, the Sex Pistols and the great rock and roll Swindle. And I'll see you again either at 6 o'clock this evening with that special broadcast I was speaking of earlier, and that, as I say, is on 6260 Radio Mercury at 6 o'clock GMT, or again on April the 1st, which is April Fool's Day. So I warn you, one or two things may be not as they seem. Let that be a warning to you. Okay, I'll see you around. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. And I leave you with the Sex Pistols and the rest of the great rock and roll Swindle.
muriendo en ayuno.
Thank you to Karen for an absolutely marvellous programme, as usual, I might add.
It's Sunday!
And as you welcome along to the programme, thank you for joining me. Yours truly, Mark Boland, Mike Side, for the next 30 minutes. Hope you'll stay with me. By the way, gang, you're listening to number one free radio station, Radio Mercury, transmitting with the European signal on 6260 kHz in the European Free Independent Shortwave. During the programme, we'll be having the Irish free radio spot. Stay tuned for that, because it's Radio Carousel Dundalk on 265 that we're featuring this morning. So it should be good. Also, the rest of the bits and pieces that we managed to fit in during the programme, and as well as all that, we have a new feature. The IDXS, standing for the Irish DX spot. And in that, I'll be telling you about the current goings-on on the free radio scene in Ireland. And about the new service from RTE, the Irish State Broadcasting Corporation, to combat the pirates. And the new laws against free radio and things like that. So watch out for this new and exciting feature on the programme. I think the best time to read the IDXS is in the first 15 minutes of the show, seeing we've all our other features in the last 15 minutes. And seeing that the whole thing only lasts for 30 minutes, you haven't got any other 15 minutes. Right, enough of the chit-chat. In my last show, I concentrated mostly on funky disco type of music, so I think this time we'll try and play some other types of music. This is Elvis Costello. And don't forget my mailing address for all correspondents. Accomplished rock artist Judas Priest and a song that's going down the trees this side of Europe. Take on the world. And as we know, this program is recorded in my studio here on Ireland, and I have it fitted out with a 100 watt amp and two monster speakers. And during that song, I turned the whole thing right up, and it was great. It's one of those songs, you know, that sound best when they're played really loud. And now it's time for the IGXS. The Irish DX Bot. Well, firstly, let's give you an idea of what it's like to have a pirate radio station in Ireland. There is a very, very poor law against pirate radio activity full of loopholes, and because of these loopholes, pirate radio stations can open up with very little possibility of post office harassment. When there were only a few pirate stations on the air, the government left the law as it stood, and so soon many other stations opened up. There are at present over 30 stations scattered around the country, and usually one or two in every major town. Dublin leads the way with some six, seven-day-a-week medium-wave stations, Radio Dublin, ARD, Big D, Capital and East Coast, and of course New Southside Radio. Three short-wave stations, Westside, Condor and Valerie, and there used to be a seven-day-a-week JHF pirate, the old Southside Radio, but just over a month ago it's had to close down. There are some six or seven small pirates also which broadcast sporadically. However, in spite of all this activity, the programme standard of many of the Dublin pirates is not as good as many of the country counterparts. E.g. Dundalk's Radio Carousel or Limerick's Radio Limerick Weekly Echo, which is run by a local newspaper. Popularity for the pirates has grown out of all proportion, and this has forced the government to announce new laws to close down the pirates and to give a license to Radio Telefiche and the Irish State Broadcasting Corporation to maintain the monopoly, and also to open up a new pop service, RTE Radio 2, which at present can be heard testing on 490 meters medium wave using the old 100 kilowatt transmitter from Athlone that was used once by the present radio service before the 500 kilowatt transmitter was brought into service. The effect of all this will be to close down just about all of the pirate stations. Nearly all of the Dublin pirate DJs have applied for jobs at the new RTE2, and only the dedicated pirate enthusiasts will continue, and the situation will probably end up like, for example, in England and Holland. There are rumours around that Capital Radio Dublin have invested £20,000 in a ship to start offshore broadcasting, but this is by no means certain. The new laws will not be coming into action until RTE2 comes on the air, which will be in mid-May. Now a look at the shortwave news. Radio Valerie continues on 6202 kHz in spite of a difference from stations like Empire Radio. Radio Condor has returned to the frequency of 6243.33 kHz, and they say that it will be on the air every Sunday morning from 9 or 10am to 2pm. Radio Westside, the rock station, usually broadcasts on 6280 kHz, but on the 25th of February were heard on 6230 kHz. And now to the medium wave activity. It would take me all the programme to get through all the pirates on medium wave in Ireland, so I'll just tell you about the ones receivable in Britain and the continent. Radio Dublin can still be heard after midnight in spite of RT interference from Cork on 253 meters, 1188 kHz. Programming is very unprofessional at this time, and if you'd prefer to listen to a better Irish pirate, try for Radio Carousel on 265 metres, 1134 kHz. And by the way, we're featuring Carousel on the Irish Free Radio Spot later on in the programme. Or how about Alternative Radio for Dublin on 259 metres, approximately 1169 kHz. Or indeed Big D on 1116 kHz, 273 metres. Those are the Irish pirates most easily received in Britain and the continent. Now to the VHF band. Radio Southside was the only pirate ever to broadcast on VHF in Dublin, but because of commitments to other stations, most of the DJs had to leave. The transmission has been will be the first medium wave and VHF pirate in Ireland. There are, however, two DJs from the original Radio Southside who are preparing to open up the station, which will, through careful planning, continue to broadcast when the new laws against pirates come into force. Okay, on that hopeful note, we'll end the first IDXS, the Irish DX Bot, and any developments between now and my next programme on Radio Mercury in 2 weeks' time will be reported on the next IDXS. You're with Radio Mercury. Our mailing address is Radio Mercury, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, England. That's Radio Mercury, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, England. And if you'd like to obtain our QSL card and bits and pieces, please send us two IOCs or British stamps for this envelope with your session report. Thank you. In case you didn't catch our mailing address, and I know how frustrating that can be when you want to write to us, here it is again. And now that's all aboard the mailing address. Mercury, M-E-R-C-U-R-Y, care of Kent Place, K-E-N-T-P-R-E-C-E, N-O-R-W-E-L-L, Newark, N-E-W-A-R-K, Nottinghamshire in England. That's Radio Mercury, care of Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, and England. And if you're living within Britain, please send us a British stamp to us envelope, or if you're outside, two IOCs for our QSL card and information station stickers. And the Mercury newsletter is almost finished, and it's available free. But if you'd like your hobby, please enclose additional postage to cover our costs. Okay, just in case you're wondering why one week you hear Atlanta Radio on 6260 kHz and the next week Radio Mercury on the same frequency, well, the reason is because of the Atlanta Mercury Network. It's a cooperative bond between Atlanta Radio International and Radio Mercury to broadcast each Sunday of the month. So there you go, that's the reason. Right, before we go any farther, we're going to say hello to a few people out there. Hello to a very good friend of ours, Thomas Rouge of PO Box 710-441-2820, Brebham, Devon, in West Germany. He's a regular listener to the station and has heard all our recent transmissions. Thank you, Thomas. And now greetings and salutations to Graham Whale in Leicester. Hope you're listening, it's loud and clear. And hello to Chris Midgley of Cleckheaton in West Yorkshire. Thank you for listening to us. At the beginning of the program, I said that we weren't going to play any disco music this time, but there's so many good disco sounds around, let's just play one. This is some solid gold from Liquid Gold. It's gold, any way you do it. Good morning. You heard the funkiest thing on radio. The Mark Dolan Show on 66 Hours. Again. And program today we're featuring Radio Carousel Van Dork on 265.
The Radio Carousel Van Dork right here. I'd like to move outside, Papa, and join us on the show. To remind you to join me tomorrow morning, bright eyes and bushy tail at 7 for the breakfast show from Carousel.
Radio Carousel began broadcasting last summer from the shopping center complex in Van Dork. The owner is Hugh Hardy, a well-known figure on the Irish showbiz scene. Power output was 300 watts fed into a V-shaped antenna, and to help the station get off the ground, Big D DJs John Paul and Karen Murray came up to Van Dork, and along with local DJs Ray Stone, Mike Ahern and Trixie, Radio Carousel became a household name. In the first week alone, 10,000 requests and dedications were received by the station.
It's the Bee Gees!
Radio Carousel now claims to have a weekly listenership of over 300,000.